Joining us in studio is Reggie Mthembu. He's a brand ambassador for a company called Diageo. Now, Diageo I think it's the biggest whiskey dealer, right? Hello, yeah, welcome back, Leo.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Leo.
Okay, so they are the biggest. I mean, you've got all the different brands from Johnnie Walker. You've got really premium brands. It's part of your stable.
Indeed. We own more than 9 million whiskey casks across 29 distilleries in the four corners of Scotland. We are the biggest spirit company in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Reggie's actually the one who taught me that you have to smell whiskey independently with each nostril. And I thought, well, this is quite interesting because if that's how simple it is, then what else has he got to teach us? So I said, you know what? Every week we've been focusing on a different brand. But rather than brand, I'll supply the alcohol this week. We'll do the Johnnie Walker 18-year-old. But you come and teach us how to be connoisseurs.
Yeah.
What should we be doing? How do we taste? How do we smell? How do we experience the flavors? Because when I hear, oh, you know what, look out for the chocolate flavor, forget it. I'm not getting any of that chocolate or the peaches. Yeah. Sometimes there might be caramel. So talk us through it. I asked Reggie to come in and just talk us through it. Now, let me just, before we even get into the alcohol, I do want to tell you that we have a Johnnie Walker Blue Label
power pack.
A power bank.
To charge your phone.
Right. So you, yeah. And these things you can't buy. It is branded Johnnie Walker Blue Label. It comes in a beautiful little leather case. When you open it up and it's got a zip, it's got the power bank. Johnnie Walker Blue Label. A blend of our rarest whiskies.
Indeed.
There you go. It's a nice looking power bank. And it looks like it can really store up some energy. So we're going to be asking you a question because we want to give it away.
Yep.
Okay. So talk us through how we actually are meant to taste a whiskey.
Cool. Yeah. So in the whiskey world, we really appreciate whiskey like how most people would appreciate food. When food comes out of the kitchen, your nose can smell it because it has a potent taste and the spices and all of that. So
eyes first. Right. So it looks good.
No, indeed. Indeed. Then with your nose and then you eat. So when you smell it, it basically informs your brain and your brain informs your palate and you salivate naturally. So, with whiskey, I have one way to help you enjoy whiskey in four different ways, which will then help you establish where your palate is. And then from there you build. Cause naturally, we start sweet and then you move salty and then sour. So right. Most of us, when we were young, we had peanut butter jam, then the cheese, then the bologna. So sweet. Right. So naturally, with the drinking patterns, you start sweet as well. Then as your palate matures, you're going to be okay. So I'll teach you four different ways of enjoying it. You'll establish where you are, then you'll grow your palate naturally.
Okay.
So the first way is enjoying it as is. So you respect the chef, like I would respect the chef when a meal comes through, by having it as is. So I taught you guys last time when I was here the mechanic of using an ice block to chill your mouth.
Yes, so, and that was wonderful, wasn't it? Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. So in order to reduce the strength of the ethanol, you chill your mouth first. Therefore, you'll be feeling the flavors of the ice as is. But obviously, you nose first so that you salivate and are ready to enjoy.
Right. So for anyone who didn't hear, if you missed that, you take a block of ice and you put it into your mouth until your mouth is absolutely numb. But the strange thing is your mouth might be numb, but your taste buds still work.
Definitely.
And then you take a sip of the whiskey and you only get the flavor.
Definitely.
There's no alcohol burn.
There's no ethanol strength in your palate. You just feel the flavors of the whiskey.
Yes. Wonderful. Okay. So that's the first way is with ice.
Yes. Then the second way is to add a bit of water, which dilutes it, but it also changes its complexity. But it's just a few drops of water, so it opens up. That's the second way.
Okay.
Then you can then, if you want to, you can add a block of ice inside the whiskey now, after you've diluted it a bit. Then that's your third sip. And then your final sip, if you're into mixing whiskey, you can actually mix We can teach you how to get the best out of whiskey, but we can't teach you how to enjoy your whiskey.
Okay, so
get what I'm saying? So our skill is to teach you how to get the most, since it's not a cheap brand, so you need to enjoy it in every way possible,
right?
Within reason, in a good way, of course. and then from there you'll establish what works with you. So if you're choosing a mixer, naturally, if you're choosing something acidic, so you already have whiskey that has opened up the flavors because of the bit of water you've put inside, but the fizzy stuff or juice that you add are basically adding flavor to the whiskey. If you put a lot, obviously you're going to drown it, but if you put just enough, you're adding. So if you add apple juice, you're adding a light sweet apple flavor to your whiskey. If you add tonic, you're adding bitterness because of the quinine, sweetness, and the fizziness of, you should naturally add with something you like, so that it's whiskey and something that you like.
So can I tell you what they were doing on our morning show?
Yep.
This was going back a few months ago. Howard Feldman, you've met Howard, haven't you? Been interviewed here by Howard? Anyway,
no,
he's a whiskey connoisseur.
Yeah,
he has whiskeys from all around the world.
Sure.
And he's really into his, you know, whiskey tastings and the whiskey culture.
Sure.
And they were talking one morning about how do you break your fast.
Yeah.
Because it was a fast on the 30th of June.
Okay.
And apparently a lot of people in our community break their fast with whiskey mixed with milk.
Okay.
Have you ever had whiskey and milk? Apparently it's like on a 50-50 ratio.
I've had what you call a Don Pedro, which is not necessarily whiskey.
Yeah.
But I can picture it that it's almost a similar kind of vibe.
Yeah.
With so milk, it'll be less cold because Don Pedro has ice cream and it's colder.
Exactly.
But I can, in my head, picture how naturally it all tastes.
Interesting.
So
unless
very interesting.
Unless ethanol. You wouldn't be
definitely,
able to pick up the
definitely
ethanol.
Definitely. It holds it down.
Yeah.
So from those four ways, your palate will tell you where it's comfortable. Then from there, you start building. Because the idea is we need to help you guys access the whiskey world. After accessing, you'll enjoy it naturally. There's a lot of ladies, as soon as they smell whiskey, they're like, oh, I can't have this.
Really?
But it's a lot of ladies are still being introduced into whiskey. They're still with wine and gin and tonics.
Maybe it's just a personal preference.
No, indeed. Well, with some people, they really are ahead in terms of their palate, and they're really enjoying whiskey, even enjoying it as is. But the majority of the people are still. So it's a topic that we usually have with customers when I have a whiskey tasting, and they ask me, Reggie, do you really mature these whiskeys for so long? And I'm like, yeah, we do. We shouldn't be ahistorical in the sense that we should understand that most of us used to drink cane and cream soda before, and brandy and coke. So we're new to luxury. Do you get what I'm saying? We're new to these luxury whiskeys.
Not
there's still a lot of them.
Lindy would never drink Clippies and Coke, right, Lynn?
No. I struggle with the whiskey already, so I'm one of those ladies he's talking about.
All right, so here's a question for you. Let's give away this power bank, this Johnny Walker Blue Label power bank. Do you know what the value of this is?
Yo, I don't. I'd be.
You know why? Because it's priceless. You can't buy it. That's why he doesn't know
get
the price. So, I want to ask you, Reggie was talking about four different ways that you can enjoy whiskey in order to discover where your palate is at, right? Send me one of those ways. 34519, and you have to sign your name, right? 34519, that's a text line. You can also send us a WhatsApp, which, yes, it is working, on 061-895-1019. You can also send us a telegram on 061-895-1019. Or, those are really the three ways that you can get in touch with us. So I want to know name one of the four ways that Reggie was just explaining about how to taste a whiskey. Do it now. You could win this exclusive Johnny Walker Blue Label power bank. There's no alcohol in it.
No, there's unfortunately.
It's to charge your phone. So we were talking also about music from the 80s. Are you old enough to remember the 80s, Reg?
No, I'm not. I'm a 90s boy.
Are you
Yay, 90s. See, Reggie and I here, we're just lost.
Are you also 90s, sir?
I am.
Who knew, hey? Who knew? All right, I'm going to play you some music, and we're going to taste some whiskey, and we're going to check out your messages and check out the answers. This is Static Ben Altavori. It's called Hakol Letova. Everything is for the best. And coming up, we've got news headlines, and we've also got...